I would die for that. If we was to ever see peace, if we was to ever see peace as a race of apparitionies, because the black and the Negro, like, I would really, the pain ain't nothing. Like, for somebody to see that so well, they recognize us as everywhere. Like, that ring bells for us, like they, the Bible is a book for tools and slavery. So you can kill my mama for nothing and say praise God.
But they do recognize us everywhere.
Not in the right way, though.
They do. But they do. You just don't know it because they got guidelines and fucking slick ways that they can just toss it to the side while they throw you up with this American shit. Because to what I was showing you not too long ago, that Moroccan flag, that shows you they recognize us, nigga.
Yeah.
Or whoever was indigenous to this area when they got here. Because without the American flag, you won't be able to do no business here.
That's crazy.
You feel me? You see, that's slick.
Game choking that nigga with that other nigga. Bro, it's a card we get, bro. We ain't got to pay taxes on shit. They got to recognize us. Like, this is our land. Like, bro, I'm telling you, I'm going to get this card. This, like, the card we got right now, that's a number card. Like, we ain't supposed to have that shit.
You want some thoughts, Ardell?
Well, I mean, the thing is God's done a lot for me. I'm talking about before I was 20 years old, before I was 10 years old, before I was damn near 1 year old. God let me in this life. And if I ever get to talk to my maker, the first thing and probably the only thing I would say is thank you. Plain and simple. I know he has a lot of hate on this earth, but he's also made this earth beautiful. And he's also gave me the blessing of still being able to talk to you right now and breathe right now and stretch my legs and walk right now, because I mean, God's done a lot for me, period. I can tell you about my accident. It happened about 8 years ago. I was in a car accident, solo car accident. But the thing is, I don't know who, but I think I know who told me not to put on my seatbelt, because I wore my seatbelt everywhere. But that night, I just heard something from above that just said, don't worry about it. Don't put on your seatbelt. You'll be fine. I know he put me through a lot, but he was right. I am fine right now. And I was in a coma for 8 days. Like, on the second day, they were like, okay, well, there's a 50-50 chance of me surviving. And then on the fourth to fifth day, they were like, okay, all right, we're pretty sure he's going to survive, but he's never going to walk again. And then the eighth day when I woke up, I didn't know what was going on, because God, you know, when I woke up, God didn't bring any pain on me, and he still hasn't brought any pain on me. I mean, my right arm isn't what it used to be, and my right leg isn't what it used to be, but it's still there. And, like, when I first came to the hospital, like, oh, okay, let's get him in surgery. Let's get all the blood that's, you know, possibly in his head, out of his head, so he won't die. And they, you know, opened up my head, and they were like, oh, shit. It's no blood at all. Okay, well, I guess put him in a hospital room, say he's in a coma, and let him know about the blessings that he had, because I don't know. It's I guess to end my story, I just let go and let God. Plain and simple. Thank you. Live from the East Side, R. Dot, Los, Gabe. I like that, man. It is what it is. Thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.